The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, June 12th, 2023.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do, because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my partner, my engineer, my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, we had a real bumpy morning this morning. It looks like we had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we seem to have everything online right now. I want to welcome everybody to Women's Spaces. Like I said, my name is Elaine B. Holtz, and joining me in the studio this morning is Tina Rogers, an educator, performer, and researcher, and a wonderful, wonderful friend. It's wonderful having Tina in the studio with me. You know, her personality and her energy is always so inspiring to me. We will be talking about the celebration of Juneteenth taking place at Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Santa Rosa on this Saturday, June 17th. This is an annual celebration, and just to let folks know, Ken and I will be there, so make sure you stop by our table, and we'll have a wonderful, wonderful little card for everybody with the Women's Spaces pledge, and we can enjoy that together. Also joining us on the phone this morning will be Nancy Rogers, president of the Northern California Black Chamber of Commerce and chair of the Juneteenth Planning Committee. Nancy will be talking about the festival. And part of the program this year and every year has been the Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow, a special scholarship program that is sponsored and supported by the North Bay Black Chamber of Commerce to help young students who are attending school, to give them just a little bit of support. So there's a lot going on this weekend, and I just can't believe that, you know, here it is, Juneteenth already. Where did the year go? I mean, it just went by so fast. It seemed like just yesterday I had Tina in the studio talking about Juneteenth, and here we are again. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Well, you look really beautiful this morning. I'm glad to see you.
Oh, thank you. Good to see you both.
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, we've had a kind of an interesting morning, and, you know, it's all coming together now. Well, you know, what we do every Monday morning is we do a special segment on our History is Our Strength. And it's really interesting when you start looking at different things that have happened. And I'm going to remind Tina. Tina, you have a special microphone right there, so be very careful that you don't pound on the desk or you don't breathe too heavy. You know what I mean?
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, I do our History is Our Strength. And, you know, it's very, very interesting, too, when you start looking at it. Because on June 11th, you know, today's June the 12th, on June the 11th, 1913, which was 7 years before the women got the vote nationally, women in Illinois celebrated the passage of a state woman's suffrage bill allowing women to actually vote for president that year, which was kind of exciting to them at that time. You know, it's hard to believe, it really is, it's hard to believe that at one time women were so limited in their ability to vote, in their ability to stand up. I remember when we moved to Sonoma County here and we went to rent a place, and my sister, the lady who was renting the place to us, asked us if we had a credit card, and I looked at her like, what the heck was a credit card? You know, I never even heard of it. And all of a sudden, my sister, who just got her teaching credential, my sister Evelyn, she pulled out her credit card from Citibank, and that's how we were able to rent our house. And I asked Evie, I said, what happened? How did you get this credit card? And she says, well, when I graduated, I got my teacher's credential. They send it on to me. I said, oh, that's really interesting. I never heard of that. And then when I got to Sonoma State and we got into women's studies, I found out it wasn't until 1970, actually, when I had arrived at Sonoma State, that women for the first time were actually able to get a credit card, to even own their own home. So it's kind of, it's a... We've come a long way, but we have a long way to go. And if we're not real careful, we're going to lose everything that we have. So, you know, it's very, very important that we pay attention to these things. Well, another thing, interesting thing happened that I thought was really interesting, and I kind of talk about this every year, was on June 17th, this is 1873, Susan B. Anthony's trial starts for illegally voting in Rochester, New York, in November 5th, 1872. You know, women were not allowed to vote. And it was really interesting. The defendant, Susan B. Anthony, I'm going to read something. A little bit of history lesson here. The defendant was a leader of the women's suffrage movement who was arrested for voting in Rochester, New York in 1872 in their election in violation of state laws that allowed only men to vote. Anthony argued that she had a right to vote because she recently adopted the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege or immunities of citizens of the United States." Well, hey, women were citizens, but they were not allowed to vote. And when the Justice Hunt sentenced Anthony to pay a fine of $100, she defiantly said that she would never do it. And then the judge then announced that Anthony would not be jailed for failure to pay a fine, a move that had the effect of preventing her from taking her case to the Supreme Court. I mean, they were really against women voting, and when you start thinking about it. And how many women go to the polls? I mean, it's amazing how during election times, when you start following the numbers, you see many, many women stay home. And also, many women do not vote independently. They generally vote for what their husbands say. And that also is very problematic. You know, as women, we have to stand up and recognize that we do have a mind, we do have a voice. So I think it's very important that we acknowledge this. You know, and then on June 11th, 1880, and this woman, this is her birthday, and she made her transition in 1973, was Jeanette Rankin, the first woman elected to Congress. She was a pacifist and a suffragette. Well, pacifist, she didn't believe in war. Very, very important, did not believe in war. And then there's another on June 12th, I found this very interesting. Dahana Barnes, she was an artist and journalist, author of what was known as Nightwood. Nightwood is a 1936 novel by American author Dahana Barnes, which was first published by publishing house Faber. It was one of the early prominent novels to explicitly explain very explicitly explain homosexuality between women, and it was considered to be very important lesbian literature. And you know, it's interesting when you start thinking of the struggle of women, especially our lesbian sisters. I mean, it's taken them a long time before they got a place at the table. I remember 1970 when I was in women's studies at Sonoma State, it was the first time that I ever recognized that there was a coalition of women lesbians who were standing up and saying that we also have a right. In fact, I actually wrote a paper at Sonoma State called The Lesbian Mother. And what happened is a friend of mine, my dear friend Constance Stancliffe, came out as a lesbian, and she was a single mother. And I was in shock. I thought, oh my God, can I be friends with her? I mean, that's where my head was in 1970. I've come a long way, baby, let me tell you. And I wrote this paper, The Lesbian Mother. I was very, very concerned that she might lose her child. And it was one thing that I found out very, very early on in the women's movement. A mother's a mother's a mother's a mother. You know, I mean, a mother's a mother. A woman's a woman, a mother's a mother. I mean, what else can you say? These women were just as marvelous and wonderful to their children as I was to my children. And it really gave me a new perspective. As far as women go, and it also gave me a new perspective of choice. You know, when we start thinking about what is life all about? Life is all about choice. You know, choosing to live to be as happy. In fact, in our Constitution, it says we have a right to pursue happiness, and it means a lot if a person can be who they are, you know, and follow their own heart as long as they do no harm to anybody else. You know, it's just like, I think oftentimes of abortion and all the screaming and yelling that's happening over it. And the bottom line is, if you don't believe in something, don't do it. But why do you have to have laws that say everybody can't do it? I mean, who is the person that's going to tell me what to do with my body? I mean, it doesn't make sense at all. It just doesn't make sense at all to me. Another birthday we're celebrating, happy birthday, which happens on June 14th, 1811. Wow. She made her transition in 1896, and that was Harriet Beecher Stowe, the author of Uncle Tom's Cabin. You know, this is a book that made the change. This almost started a revolution. I mean, this was the first written thing that really explained the horrors of what was going on with slavery in the United States. And, I mean, what a brave woman she was to step up and even write that book. And it was so interesting about Harriet Beecher Stowe. What happened was is that she lost a child in childbirth. And suddenly, you know, what they did with young women, you know, when you start finding out things that happened during that time, you know, it's amazing that we're celebrating Juneteenth today. It just makes you sick. You know, they actually had breeding farms where the women would have children, and they would take their children and sell them into slavery. Well, what ended up happening was when Harriet Beecher Stowe became aware of that, you know, she herself had lost a child. She suddenly had that compassion. She suddenly understood what it felt like for a mother to have her child pulled out of her arms like that and sold. Can you imagine that? I mean, it just turns my stomach when I think about it. That's why it's so important that we're celebrating Juneteenth, but that we're celebrating freedom, that we understand that freedom is so important. And that's the whole concept, the whole underlying factor of the United States is that we are a free country. We're supposedly have freedom of choice. And I believe that as long as you choose to take care of yourself and take care of that's around you and do no harm, I mean, what's the big deal to be honest with you? Well, here's another interesting thing that happened on June 14th, 1952. Happy birthday to Pat Summitt. She was a former coach of Tennessee's women's basketball team. She scored the most wins in the Northern California history for both men and women's teams. Can you believe it? Rah, rah. For Pat Summitt, and she made her transition in 2016. Boy, I'll tell you, some of the things that these women have done, myself personally, have given me a lot of courage and a lot of confidence. I'm grateful that I'm born in this time. You know, I think of my mother way back when, you know, she couldn't even sign her name on a document to own a home. I mean, I remember her telling me she had to run and get my father to sign. They weren't going to close the escrow. Very, very interesting time. Well, we've come a long way, baby, and let us hope that we don't go backwards, because it is really scary what's happening right now in this world. You know, there's just a bunch of fools that I see on television talking, you know, all kinds of stuff and lies. It doesn't make sense to me. And this whole thing about being woke up, you know, I like that. I love The View. I just love it. I think these women get together and they have some very, very interesting conversation. And just the last View that I watched was two nights ago. Joy Behar came out and said, she's woke. She says, I'm woke, you know. And I wondered, oh, what does woke mean? And she says, well, woke means that you're waking up to what's real in this world, and you're going to try to make some changes. You're going to try to speak out for truth and for justice. And so all I have to say is congratulations to Joy Behar, but I have to say, on a personal level, I've been woke for the past 50 years. You know, I mean, I woke up the minute I read the book by Rachel Carson, Silent Spring, when all of a sudden I realized the pesticides were killing us here on this planet. And here we are still, we have not come to any real conclusions around climate change or making sure that people have good health care, making sure that our waters now. I mean, we have rivers drying up, even though we have rains, and still everything is for profit, profit, profit. So there's a lot that we have to think about. And one of the things that I like thinking about is what's going to happen with our guests. You know, we're going to take a musical break now. And I'm going to play a wonderful song. I love this song because I love Della Reese. She was one of my favorite. When I was a young girl, I thought I was either going to be a country western singer or I was going to sing like Della Reese. I just thought she was great. So we're going to sing the song, Simple Song of Freedom. And it was written by Bobby Darin, by the way, during the time when the world was in a lot of upheaval with the wars going on and all the different things. They want to stop the war. You know, people were burning bras. and draft cards. I mean, just it was a fascinating time, to say the least. You know, burning. You imagine burning bras and burning, you know, burning draft cards. On a personal level, hey, I stopped shaving my legs at that time. I said, no more. I can't stand this stuff. All the rigmarole around being a woman and all the things that you had to do with your hair, with the shaving the legs, and you name it. So when he wrote this song, it was really, really quite a big deal. And then Della Reese took it on and sang it and made it a huge hit. And so when we return, I will be talking with Tina Rogers, who's an activist and member of the Juneteenth 2020 Planning Committee. And Tina's also a member of the Martin Luther King celebration that happens on his birthday every year. Very, very active, and also does wonderful things with children and art. And I'm looking forward to hearing from her this morning. And we're going to have a lively conversation about Juneteenth and let us know some of her feelings as a young Black woman. You know, what does it feel to be celebrating this, to understand what happened at this time in the 1800s. So let's go ahead, Ken. Let's play Della Reese, A Simple Song of Freedom, and then we'll come back and we will be talking with Tina Rogers.
Before, oh yeah. Let it fill the air. Tell it to the people everywhere. We the people here don't want no war. Hey, come and sing a simple song of freedom.
Sing about freedom.
Why don't you sing it like you've never ever sung a people?
Like you've never sung.
Come on and let it fill the air. Tell it to the people everywhere. Oh,
then we the people, yeah, don't want no more.
Hey, listen, 700 million, are you listening?
Yeah, don't want no more.
Believe me, most of all, what you read is made of lies. But while I'm here speaking one to one, tell me, ain't it everybody's song to wake up to in the morning when we rise? Why don't you come and sing a simple song of freedom?
Sing about freedom.
Yeah, sing it like you never ever sung before. Oh Lord, why don't you let it fill the air? Tell it to the people everywhere. Oh, that are we the people, yeah. Some folks don't mind doing battle. I'm thinking about presidents, prime ministers, and kings. I got this idea, let us build them shells where they can go and fight among themselves and just leave the people be who love to sing. Come on.
Oh yes, let us sing a simple song of freedom. There's nothing like freedom. You know, when you get up in the morning, you can have a cup of coffee. There's no one banging on your door, no one running to arrest you or accusing you of all kinds of things. Freedom is a gift. It's a gift that we must never take advantage of. For you just joining, I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of the station, its board of directors, its members, and Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You are listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. Elaine B. Holtz, the B is to remind me I'm doing the best I can. I'm a beautiful child of the universe, and to be here now, Holtz, and joining me in the studio is my dear friend, Tina Rogers. Welcome, Tina. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Elaine.
Oh, I'm really excited to have you here. You know, we're having all kinds of little... It sounds like, I don't know, I have like an echo in my ear, but that's okay. Tina, before we begin, I'm going to tell our folks just a little bit about you. And like I said, watch that microphone there. Tina Rogers is a native of California. She's devoted her life to trying to understand this beautiful planet, the humans, and the other species that share our world. A true humanitarian is what she represents through research, education, and communication with other cultures that allow her to see the big picture. While attending UC Davis, she turned her passion for arts and fitness and wellness into a popular of master teaching not only to children but people of all ages. Along with being a member of the Juneteenth Planning Committee, she is also a member of the MLK Birthday Planning Committee, which happens every year in January to celebrate Dr. King's birthday. Well, welcome to Women's Spaces. Welcome to Women's Spaces, Tina.
Yay, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're here today to talk about Juneteenth, which is really important. So let's talk about the history. Why do you believe it's important to celebrate each year? And tell us a little bit of history and let us know how you first got involved as a young woman. I know your families, this is their 53rd year that they're celebrating, and I know that you're just about 53. You were just about born when they first started celebrating it. So talk a little bit about
it. Well, you know, thank you, and I'm so happy that this year does mark the 53rd year officially for the Martin Luther King Festival, which is also Juneteenth, and we celebrate Juneteenth. I believe that celebrating freedom for all cultures is something that, you know, we should do. And celebrating Juneteenth here in Sonoma County since 1970, you know, I attended the very first one as a baby. So that was, you know, very, very special. So that's why I'm so passionate about it. But, you know, Juneteenth, that's from Galveston, Texas. In the 1800s, and that's why we're celebrating this particular day for June 19th. And it also does help all of us, all of the whole diaspora and all of the Americans, the Black Americans, African Americans here in this country around the world. So Juneteenth is not only celebrated here in the United States, but it's also celebrated around the world.
Well, there was a new beginning that happened. It started out as a family event, I believe.
Yes, here in Santa Rosa, yes. And, you know, and that started with the activism of the students at that time. And at the time, my father was one of those students that lived in the community in the 1970s. And that the Martin Luther King Festival started because the actual festival could have been held around his birthday, which ended up being later on in the 1980s a national holiday. Back in 1970, it wasn't. But due to the weather here in Sonoma County, it's a little colder. So the families here in the community, young and old, they all got together. And it's been celebrated there at Martin Luther King Park.
So this is our 53rd year.
Yes, of actually celebrating that and then including that. So Juneteenth, definitely in Sonoma County, it started with Mrs. Perry. And that was on her property. And I believe that was back in 1954. And the greatest part about that is not only is her picture in paint and artwork there on the building at Martin Luther King Park, but also one of her granddaughters, Sydney, and all the women and the children that are going to be singing during the gospel hour there. So it's a Sonoma County thing.
Well, it's interesting when you talk about, you know, Sydney Davenport and her family. It's the Prayer Chapel Singers, and they're there every year. And it was very exciting last year, particularly to see Mother Perry's picture on the wall at the Martin Luther King Park. For me, it was just an inspiration. And another thing that I liked about getting her picture up there, it shows once again when the community stands up and lets their voice be known, and lets them know, lets our county know and our city know what we want. It's amazing how things do happen. Well, you know, it's really interesting when I think about Juneteenth and I think about Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, we all are very familiar with his I Had a Dream speech. And I know that he had a dream for equality for all people. You know, I mean, I remember so specifically when he said, I have a dream that my children will no longer be judged by the color of their skin, but by the quality of their character. And I'm wondering, how do you see the dream in today's Juneteenth and the celebration? I mean, now it's a national holiday, and it's also celebrated across the country. I mean, it's an amazing event. How do you feel the dream is being actualized through this celebration?
You know, that's a great question, because you're tying in Martin Luther King with Juneteenth, and that's nothing that he ever spoke about during that time. So to a lot of people, it is surprising and shocking. You know, they're like, oh, it's in 1863, you know, there's an Emancipation Proclamation. Then in 1865 in Galveston, Texas, it's like, hey, you know, let's stop the slavery. But then we have to look at what does actually slavery mean? And one of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's last speeches, what he talked about is land back. He talked about coming to get his check, the people here. So what we're talking about, these people that are American blacks are also from the diaspora, not only from one of the 54 countries in Africa, in that continent, but also all over the world. So how do we feel about celebrating Juneteenth and everyone else being like, wow, this is surprising. This just is really happening. But there's been celebrations of freedom all across the world. Now it's happening here in the United States. Now out of the largest country, or the most popular, or strongest.
We call ourselves the richest.
Hey, well, however we want to say it, around the world. I know my passport works. So, but one of the things that everyone's looking at is, how is this country being one of the last to celebrate its people?
Well, it's interesting that you talk about that, because we've had many accomplishments that have been experienced. What's going on, Ken?
Move closer.
Oh, speak into the mic. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, it's been a crazy morning, hasn't it? Well, we've had many, many accomplishments, especially, you know, the acceptance of the black community here in Sonoma County, which, of course, we have many of our issues going on. But what's so interesting is that there was a proclamation made from both the county and the city regarding a Juneteenth as a national holiday. Why do you believe it's important, that kind of recognition? I mean, as a young woman who's grown up in a community who knows some of the issues that go around racism, etc., but here at this time, all of a sudden there's all these proclamations and all this acknowledgement. Well, how do you think that's impacting the community?
I think it's better to have proclamation before compensation. Proclamation before reparation. Though that's what I really think. So, of course, you have to acknowledge it. The city, the county, the state, everyone that works there, you know, everyone has to. That's just like a human right for all people to be free, free from harm, you know, to be equal. So that, you know, and when you were talking about earlier, like, how does Martin Luther King, like, tie into that? It's equality. It's freedom for everybody. Don't exclude anybody for any one thing. And I think our people, what so-called black people, are the ones that do that the most on the whole planet. We don't exclude, we invite everybody. We're inclusive. So this Saturday that's coming up on June 19th, the MLK Juneteenth Community Celebration, you know, the festival will be held at Martin Luther King Park over there on Hendley Avenue. We have live entertainment, food, basketball games, arts and crafts, dominoes, kids activities, health and fitness, spoken word. Like you said, we have the prayer chapel choir, Mrs. Perry's, you know, her descendants are here. They're always going to be here. This is what we do. We also have Midnight Sun, great, great cover band. Yes. We have rapper Della DeFella is going to be there. And of course, we have our wonderful, exquisite New World Ballet. I'm going to be one of the hosts. I'm not only am I on the committee, you know, and I like to consider myself like co-chair too, but, you know, I'm going to be there announcing and being there, and it's a celebration for all cultures and everybody.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I love your excitement about it. And, you know, I've been on the committee now. This is my 10th year. I can't believe it. I mean, it's just, to me, how it has expanded my awareness, not only of the Black community, but the struggles of Black people through the centuries. But it's also given me a sense of how important it is to come, to show up, and to understand that friendships are built when we cooperate and we work together. So here we are now, we're at the Juneteenth, everybody's having a good time, you know, we're taking all the pictures and the photographs and all this going. Tina's holding up the wonderful volunteer t-shirt with a beautiful fist on it, Black Power. Talk about, what is your hope? What do you want people to walk away from when they come? I mean, besides all the fun and the entertainment and the family and the food, what do you want them to walk away with?
I want them to walk away with culture. I want them to understand that Black culture has nothing to do with color. There are so many different shades of us, so that has nothing to do with that. It has to do with our culture. June is also Black History Month. Black history meaning Black music history. The jazz, the blues, the rock and roll, the gospel, the disco, the funk, the rap, the EDM, the everything. That's what Black people are, and if you're in this country or you celebrate it around the world, then you experience us. That's what we do, and that's what I would like everyone to come experience. Because most people, it's like, well, we don't really know Black people, or hey, we like them when we were allies and we want to support, but you still don't understand what the culture means, and that's okay. So all of our ancestors, even after me and my family and the children, we're still going to continue as people. And we're happy that this day in Sonoma County, that people are coming out and say, yes, these people too need to be included.
Well, it makes perfect sense. Well, we've come to the end of the segment, Tina. You know, time goes by very quickly here, and I really appreciate you bringing a little bit of the history. And you have I don't know, he's looking at me. I don't know who he is or what he is. What do you got there?
Well, this is a wooden carving from one of the countries in Africa, from Ghana. One of the 54 countries. A lot of people think that, hey, all Black people in America come from West Africa. When you travel to West Africa, your people and your cousins will tell you where you're from. Most of us are from the Americas. Yes, there was slave trade. Yes, there was slavery. But we also got to understand what that means.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
It sure is.
So thank you so much for bringing. I feel he's blessing us, or he's doing
it. It is.
It's kind of a magical moment here. Well, you know, we're at the end of our segment. Any website, any place you can send people to get all the information?
So, well, one, we can go to your website for womensspaces.com. We'll have the flyer and the information for Juneteenth. If you would like to know anything about the Juneteenth committee or our celebration, it's Sonoma County Juneteenth. You can just Google it, Bing it, whatever it is, and you come up with the information. And we thank you, Elaine. We thank Ken, and we thank Women's Spaces for having us.
Well, also, there is a Juneteenth site on Facebook, am I correct?
Yes, there is.
So they get all the information. So
all social media handles.
So it's going to be this Saturday, June 17th, at the Martin Luther King Park, Junior Park, right next to the fairgrounds here in Santa Rosa.
Free, fun, and fantastic.
I like that. Free, fun, and fantastic. And you're going to have the privilege of meeting Tina Rogers there and her family. And a shout out, we're going to be, after we finish this conversation, one more thing. Go ahead.
Yes, and let's not forget that the parade that starts at 9:30 a.m.
At
Juilliard Park. It walks only 1 mile. So please bring anything. Bring your hands to clap, your voices to sing, and march all the way to the beginning of Juneteenth. And we would like to thank the committee. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors and funders. There's lots of them. Can't wait to see everybody. Thank you so much.
Also, I'm glad you brought up the march. I'm telling you, if you don't write things down, it doesn't happen. So good for you, Tina. But also to remind folks that there's two special things happening in the march. One, we're going to have a special African-American drummer that's going to be leading the march. And we are also going to have the Hubba Band that's also going to be leading it. And our director here at KBBF, her husband is on that Hubba.
Oh,
so everybody's all excited about it.
Exactly.
And a shout out to Go Local for all their advertising and support.
And Digital Express out of Hillsburg, I have to say, Thank you so much for our sponsors, Digital Express, for all the things that not only they do for Juneteenth, the Martin Luther King birthday celebration, and all the community events. Really appreciate Digital Express out of Hillsborough, California.
Well, thank you so much, Tina Rogers, and I look forward to seeing you doing all that wonderful emceeing and entertaining and educating people, and also it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. Well, we're going to take another musical break here before we bring Nancy Rogers on. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I am always so excited about, I'm just so excited about Juneteenth. It's just wonderful. It really is. And a reminder, again, it's happening this Saturday from 9 to 6, and it's going to be at the Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Santa Rosa. And a reminder, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome, and it's a family event, and Women's Spaces will be there. Ken and I are going to have a booth. We also will, like, we have a booth that we will be honoring the National Organization for Women, the Sonoma County chapter. We will also be honoring the Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow, which is a special program. We will be giving out scholarships at this Juneteenth. I think we have 3 scholarships that are going out, and I'm really excited about that. So when we return, we will be talking to Nancy Rogers, who is actually the chair of the Juneteenth Planning Committee. And we're going to take this musical break. And this, I love this song. This song is by Bunny Hill, and it's called Dream a World. Go ahead, Ken. Let's go ahead and play that. We'll go ahead and get Nancy on the phone.
Dream a world. Spread your wings. You can fly.
Say it, say it.
Dream. Dream a world. Everybody's got hopes, everybody's got dreams, no matter how small, no matter how big they seem. Well, you can make it happen, well, you can make it shine. You don't need a starry night, all you need is a little time. Everybody's got the freedom, everybody's got a chance, everybody's got the power. Just believe you can. Oh,
dream, dream a world.
Spread your wings, fly away.
Dream, dream a world.
And your dream will come true someday. When your heart is in the right place, and you try and try. Give up, keep on going. You should've win. If you've got something to believe in, you reach the mountaintop. Standing on love's shoulders, let your vision take you up. Everybody's got the power, everybody's got the chance, everybody's got the freedom. Just believe you can. Oh,
dream, dream a world.
Yes, dream a world of freedom. My goodness, that's, I dream about it all the time. You know, I think about, you know, freedom, freedom from war, freedom from hunger, freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety. There's all kinds of things to be free of, but just be to live in a free country, to be able to go to free events, to be able to celebrate together is an amazing thing. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And with me on the phone is Nancy Rogers, the chair of the Martin Luther King Juneteenth Celebration Planning Committee. Welcome, Nancy. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Well, thank you, Elaine. Thank you for inviting me.
I am so happy to have you here. You know, it's just, it's, I can't believe another year has passed, and here we are celebrating Juneteenth again. Well, before we begin, I want to tell our folks just a little bit about you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Nancy Rogers is the chair of the Juneteenth Festival that has been happening at the Martin Luther King Park in South Park, Santa Rosa for the past 53 years. She is president of the North Bay Black Chamber of Commerce. She's also the chair of Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow, a special nonprofit organization that provides scholarships for young people of color. And she's the co-owner, of the Red Rose Catering Company with her husband Harold Rogers. She's a mother and a grandmother, and we've been neighbors for 32 years. Wow. 53 years in the park, Nancy. What an accomplishment. And this year you've received several acknowledgments, a gold resolution from Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, and also from the Santa Rosa City Council. Congratulations. It's truly an honor talking with you this morning.
And thank you.
Special thank you for all that you do. Anything that you'd like to add, my friend?
I just want to say thank you, Elaine, for having me on today. And I am very excited about the Juneteenth Festival. And this year, for some reason, seemed like more and more people are really acknowledging Juneteenth and want to be part of Juneteenth, and that's exciting to me.
Well,
and so,
go ahead.
Yeah, so that's I'm just excited. I just can't wait to the 17th.
I know what you mean. Well, you know, Nancy, talk about Juneteenth. When you first became aware of the event and what impact it had on you. I mean, how did you find out about it, and what did it inspire in you?
Well, it's a little bit kind of funny because I'm from the Deep South. You know, I'm from Arkansas, you know, and there's Texas. We never did celebrate Juneteenth. Matter of fact, I never heard of it. And when I came out here in 1977, I think I went to my first MLK festival. And then I got involved with the X organization that has taken over the MLK festival. And then I started doing research on my own about Juneteenth because the cities, you know, San Francisco, all those guys, cities was doing it. And when I started doing research on it, then I got a better understanding of what Juneteenth was all about.
Well, what kind of impact did it have when you found out about it? I mean, talk a little bit about what did you find out?
Well, I just found out the reason they were celebrating Juneteenth. And at that time, it wasn't as many cities celebrating it, but most of the bigger cities were celebrating it, and mostly down south. And then I found out why the people was, you know, rejoicing, you know, because they was free. They was free as far as their name. But, you know, doing my research, you know, majority of them still remain on the slave owner property and doing the work. And by the time I finished doing the work and got paid, they still was almost slaves still, you know. But they was free as far as the, you know, the proclamation.
Well, it's interesting when you start looking at the history of freedom. You know, it was like here you had a group of people that have been enslaved for over 400 years, and then all of a sudden they're free, and then you have this little bulk of time here in Galveston, Texas, where they're not even aware of it. I mean, today, in today's world, you'd find out, you know, you find out if someone sneezed wrong, you know, go on Facebook, you can find out everything about that particular sneeze, if you know what I mean. So how do you feel that's impacting today, in today's world?
Today's world, I feel almost everyone or every city, they're aware, especially since the holiday of Juneteenth. And there's more people celebrating more than ever. And not only the black people that are celebrating, more and more of white people than others are recognizing it. I am getting so many different calls. I just got off a phone call this morning talking with someone about Juneteenth. And so with the holiday, it made people aware and probably start doing their own research on Juneteenth.
Well, I know for myself personally, just the awareness of what a body of people went through and what freedom really means, and not knowing. I mean, I can just, you know, it's interesting when you start thinking about here you have a whole country and the communication that they had back then and the communication that we have today. We've come such a long way. You think that we would come a long way with our, we would have no wars or we would have this lack of racism, but it seems to be living with us forever. You know,
Go ahead, Nancy.
We can we have come a long way, but we really have to be careful, because when you look at the voting rights and when you look at all of this other stuff that's going on, you know, before you know it, some of these rights could be taken back. So we celebrate, but we still should be aware of what's going on in our world today.
Very important, very important. Women and minorities, you got to really pay attention. That's so truth. Well, you know what I love about Juneteenth is that it's a family event and it brings people together. There's a lot of music, but a lot of education going on at the same way. And one of the things that we've incorporated in, which I think is really important, is the program of the Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow, which is a scholarship program for young people. Can you talk a little bit about that? Talk about how it was formed and who is sponsoring it and why you believe it's important as in our community.
Well, in 2006, the North Bay Black Chambers of Commerce, they launched the first annual Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow. That's the 501(c) for the North Bay Black Chambers. And the vision was to be, you know, for the Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow to serve as a resource to provide financial support and education and mentoring opportunities for underfunded high school and college students. And so that's what we've been doing ever since 2006. And each year, we give out scholarships to students. But, you know, over in the past, we have given out more than just scholarships to just students. We have given out scholarships to YMCA, Roseland University Prep Charter School Campaign, the Youth Business Week, different organizations that really needed funds. We was there to support them. And this year, Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow is the physical sponsor for Juneteenth. And so we're using the 501(c) for the Juneteenth Festival. And it's really working out. I'm just so happy the amount of sponsors that's coming through to support Juneteenth. And, what? Okay.
Go ahead.
Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow, it just provides financial support to students to pay for expenses. You know, sometimes just to get to college, you got to put out a lot of money. And so this program right here, look at the situation that the student is in. And, you know, sometimes we send the check to the college, but sometimes we have to give it directly to the students. It depends on the situation they're in. And so that's what we are. We all about, you know, supporting the student on what they need to do to be successful.
Well, it's an amazing program, and I think unfortunately it's not as well known as it should be. So that's why I love the fact that we have it in, you know, we've incorporated it into Juneteenth. It's really amazing. Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of programs, and what in your mind, what do you hope that people walk away with in participating in this festival? I mean, there's so many things going on. There's so many kids programs going on. There's music going on. There's entertainment. And there's also speakers going on. But what do you, at the end of the day, when people walk away, what do you want them to, what thought do you want them to have?
I really want people to get a better understanding of why we're celebrating, you know, because we're celebrating our ancestors that, the shoulders that we are standing on, the people that died and then fought and did everything for us to be doing what we're doing today. Juneteenth is a fun family day, but it's more than that, you know. And so I want people to come out and enjoy, but I want them to listen to some of the speakers and what went on in history. We're having this one guy, Bill Montgomery, talk about a guy that used to own 130 acres over there where we have in the Juneteenth festival. And so we didn't even know that this guy was even a black guy that owned all of that property, you know. And so it's important for people to learn about history and why we do the things that we do. And it's not just about, you know, having fun, listening to music and eating.
Well, do you think it must have made a huge difference making Juneteenth a national holiday? I mean, that was amazing to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It I mean, it's way past due, but but well, yeah.
Well, you know the old saying, better late than never.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, you can't. I mean, everything, you know, it just seems like history takes so much time to reveal itself and so much time to heal itself that it's just an amazing dance that we as the human species go through.
Right.
Well,
right.
Well, listen, we are at the end of our segment right now, and I really appreciate you coming on. I know how busy you are, and I got to tell my listeners, I says, Nancy, you're going to be on.
Well, Dane, I really want to thank you because you really did a lot for Juneteenth, you know, doing the press release and article in the Gazette. And so you're part of our committee, but you really do support us, and we really appreciate it. And I also, before we leave, want to thank our silver sponsors, the Sonoma County Supervisors, Susan Gorin, Chris Cooksley, and Sonoma County Clean Power, and Jenny and Peter Haas, Jr. Fine. And we have a whole bunch of bronze sponsors. I would like to thank all of them. Can't name all of them, but the Kaiser Lion Foundation, Sonoma County Foundation, the library, you know, radiology. You know, all of these people play a part. And then we have a lot of in-kind donation, and all of the organizations, the black organizations especially, just step up. And I'm just really happy that anytime we say we need, they step up. And I really appreciate it, and that's why it's going to be a very successful festival.
Well, the ones that are supported is the Black Forum, and also the Blacks United, and 100 Black Men, I believe, are supporting it.
NAACP.
And the NAACP.
Yeah. And the Black Chamber is always there. Faith Ross, Petaluma Black. And that's always a big part of Engage. And Digital Express. And, you know, I have to give a shout-out to the Press Democrat. You know, they always, for the last couple of years, they've been participating and supporting us. And Northern California Public Media this year, Santa Rosa City, so Kaiser, I'm not sure if I mentioned it.
I'll tell you, it's when you start.
I can't forget Mayor Rose.
And also what's so interesting, you know, when we were doing the t-shirts to try to figure out how are we going to place all these sponsors, you know, this year has really been absolutely wonderful. And also Women's Spaces is one of the sponsors, so it's really, really wonderful.
Yeah.
Nancy, give us our website, any website or any place people can find
you. Yeah. Okay, you go to www.sonomacountyjuneteenth.org. and get all the information that you want about the Juneteenth and about the march. It should be information on there about the march also. And so, yeah, we really
Any last words, Nancy?
But my last word is, everyone, please come out and have just a beautiful, I think it's going to be beautiful weather, and we're going to have a lot of people there. And, you know, I also want to give a shout out to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds because they're giving us parking for all of our vendors. And so, you know, over there at the fairgrounds, the parking is crazy. And so that really is going to help out. So I just want to shout out to them and also to the Hubbub and 100 Black Men's and MLK Jr. All of these people are really support us, and I thank them.
Well,
and thanks to you again, Elaine, you know, for being a pilgrim.
We're pilgrims here. We forgot. That comes from when we had Dr. Meeks at a seminar. She said she doesn't like allies. She likes pilgrims. Well, thank you so much. So thank you so much for Nancy Rogers for being on Women's Spaces, and congratulations. 53 years. That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot under your belt. Well, folks, you know, that's it for our show right now. You know, we really covered a lot of territory. We had talking about Juneteenth, and, you know, freedom is very, very delicate. It really is. You know, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. You know, if you're not free, I mean, it just, when you start thinking about it, it's very, 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 I don't know, I can't find the word for it. It's very promising. You know, looking at Juneteenth and some of the
the support that it's getting now. I mean, I've been, like I said, I've been on the community the committee for 10 years, and I have not seen the support that I've seen this year. So a shout out to Sonoma County and the community for coming out and for supporting this wonderful, wonderful event. Well, that's it, folks, for our show. A special thank you to Tina Rogers, who's one of the organizers of the Martin Luther King Juneteenth Festival Community Celebration, and to the chair, Nancy Rogers. And like I said, Women's Spaces will have a booth. Stop by and get a copy of the Women's Spaces Pledge. And reminder, tell your friends that Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I'm so excited. I get to listen to my own program. Also, I am personally available for speaking engagements, and if you have any announcements you'd like to have on the air, do not hesitate to email me at elainebholtz@gmail.com. And also, go on to Women's Spaces, www.womenspaces.com. You'll find out all the information about Juneteenth, and support, become a fan on Facebook. You know, become a follower and support the Women's Spaces. It's very, very important. As women, we must stand together. As women of color, we must stand together. As women, white women, black women, Asian women, all of us, you know, there's a line in my poem that I wrote, I am women, I am all women. I go beyond color, I go beyond religion. I am a woman. Through my body, life comes forward. You know, why do I say the children are our future? Because they are our future, and we must never lose sight of that. Anyway, this is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. And reminder, all the information, all the websites is on www.womenspaces.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
And who will surely make you stronger? She's patient and she's waiting, and she'll take you home now. The woman in your life, she can wait so easily. She knows everything you do, because the woman in your life is you. Because the woman in your life, the woman in your life.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, June 12th, 2023.